Good morning and welcome to Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC, a local advisory firm focused on helping friends achieve financial success with a personalized discussion and financial plan. Lisa Waterman is a registered representative of Signature Investors, Inc., with securities and investment advisory services offered through Signature. Member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Now, here's Lisa Waterman.
Good morning and welcome to Financially Speaking with Lisa. I am your host for the program today, Lisa Waterman, and I am also the CEO of Waterman Financial Services based here in Fort Wayne, Indiana. It is great to have the opportunity to share with you critical components of your financial well-being. And in our show, I try to cover some of the essential topics. And in fact, in the last few shows, we've honed in on group benefits. Most of you who are actively working are being required to make selections here over the next several weeks. And so last show, we talked about some common myths associated with benefit selection. But I also made mention of a very important type of insurance benefit that many of you are being offered now, and it came about a few years ago. It's the high deductible health plan. In fact, they started quite a few years before I thought. It was 2004. And according to the Kaiser Family Foundation, the percentage of workers that are enrolled in employer-sponsored high-deductible health plans was just 8% back in 2009. But by 2016, that number had jumped to 29%. And here we are nearing the end of 2018. I'm sure it's probably well into a third or 40% of people out there. So a whole lot of you are now better understanding how the high deductible health plan actually works and how it can effectively work for you. Now, others of us are now being faced with choosing a health insurance program that you might not feel as comfortable with. That's why we're talking about this. Many employers are now offering such a plan, so it's certainly worth taking a look. And actually, as I always say, being informed and knowledgeable about financial matters will definitely be the way you're going to save money on your healthcare in this case. So as I described previously, though, there are plenty of us out there that can benefit from the high deductible health plan, but we just don't know how. So today on Financially Speaking with Lisa, I have a special guest, Rusty Pottenberg of Old National Bank's HSA Authority, that is Health Savings Account Authority, who'll be able to describe with us how to partner a high-deductible health plan with a health savings account. But I need to have you make sure that you understand what the high-deductible health plan actually is. So, a high-deductible health plan is an employer-sponsored insurance program in which, in exchange for hopefully lower premium cost, the insured agrees to self-insure a larger portion of their own healthcare cost. That is, they pay for the first healthcare costs themselves before ever getting any offset or reimbursement from an insurance company. So basically, we call this the amount is the deductible, the amount you pay before the insurance company pays. In traditional plans, what we saw really before 2004 exclusively, your deductible might be $500 or $1,000. But now in a high deductible health plan, that amount could be as little as $1,350 or as much as $7,500 for a family. Let's say you're offered a high deductible health plan at your employer. The premiums will typically cost a lot less than traditional coverage, but how are you going to decide if that plan is right for you? I want you to ask yourself two questions. Number one, can I afford to pay the deductible? Because that could be your cost. And number two, do I usually have a lot of healthcare costs? So let's look at the first question. Can I afford it? If your deductible in your high deductible health plan is $5,000, that will be your responsibility, the first $5,000 of your healthcare cost in that calendar year. Of course, I don't think anybody would argue with me. $5,000 is a lot of money. If you can pay that much, now I'm not saying you want to, just saying if you could, the high deductible health plan may in fact be for you. But the next question is just as important. Do you have a lot of healthcare costs? Are you sick? Do you go to the hospital pretty regularly? If so, looking at this plan pretty close may be very important, because if you have a lot of healthcare costs, the high deductible health plan may not be the best option for you. Because remember, that $5,000 is paid out if you have health care costs of that amount. Again, Lisa Waterman here, and you're listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa, and we're talking about high deductible health plans and their suitability to your own situation. As you choose this year's benefits, look at the high deductible health plan. It may be beneficial to give you a couple scenarios to think about. Again, everybody out there, talk to people about this. Tell them what you learned, because it can help you save a bunch of money as well as coworkers and friends. So let's look at case study number one. We've got a 25-year-old person with no history of any chronic illness. Now, as I previously mentioned, a 25-year-old is statistically less likely to have chronic health issues or to have prescriptions or really to have any major health crisis at all. But remember, I'm talking generalities here. Not everybody in their 20s does have a clean bill of health. There are plenty of babies being born, and that costs money. So review your plan's maternity program, well baby care, etc. But strictly speaking, from a risk management perspective, a 20-something is much less expensive to insure because your expenses, generally speaking, are usually a whole lot less than an older person. So if you're young, take no regular medicines. Boy, is the high deductible health plan probably uniquely designed to help you. Why? Because you'll save considerably on the monthly premiums, freeing up your money to fund a health savings account, which we're going to talk about in a minute, or maybe an IRA, giving yourself an emergency fund, maybe it's vacation, whatever. And you know that if something actually awful happens to your health, your insurance coverage will be ready to step in and cover you after the deductible's met. Regardless of your age, if you don't have any health issues, the high deductible health plan really needs to be looked at pretty closely. But let's look at a second scenario. Let's assume you're 55 years old and unfortunately you got some history of heart disease or you're diabetic. So is the high deductible health plan for you? Well, we all know getting older isn't for sissies, and we start slowing down and chronic health issues start to come up. But the fact is, just your age alone, you're going to have a higher possibility of a higher health cost. So you're statistically more likely to need medical care, including medicines and doctor visits. Even if you had nothing wrong, realize you are more likely to have something go wrong. Now realize just about anything your doctor may do, you start getting a pain in your chest, your legs hurting or whatever. Guess what? Lots of tests, and lots of tests cost money. So if you're going to start paying for a lot of exams, the high deductible health plan may not be as beneficial. But the fact is, all in all, you are in charge of your health. You got to take good care of it. And when we're going to take a short break here, but when we return, we're going to talk about how you actually partner the savings part of the health insurance program, the high deductible health plan, with the healthcare savings account. This is Lisa Waterman. I am your host of Financially Speaking with Lisa. And please visit me at www.watermanfinancial.com or call our office at 260-436-6588. And let's talk about your personal situation. When we return, we're going to be talking to Rusty Pontenberg with the Healthcare Savings Account Authority. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa on Mobile Radio, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. This program is specifically designed to help you with your daily financial life. Lisa will be right back in a moment.
Are you looking for a financial advisor you can trust? Someone who has your best interests at heart? Lisa Waterman of Waterman Financial Services has the skills needed to help you. She is your weekly host of Financially Speaking with Lisa, airing every Saturday morning at 10 here on WoWo. Visit them at watermanfinancial.com and find what true commitment looks like.
Lisa Waterman is a registered representative of Signator Investors, Inc., Securities and Investment Advisory Services offered through Signator. Member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
This is Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. You can also listen to this program and previous episodes of Financially Speaking with Lisa on the podcast page at WoWo.com. Now, let's get back to Lisa.
Welcome back to Financially Speaking with Lisa. In our show today, we're talking about the high deductible health plan and its connection to the health savings account. Before the break, we were actually talking about looking at your cost and talking about if you have a lot of health care, issues that the high deductible plan may not be right for you. But in fact, it could be right for you because there's an important thing that you always need to be looking at, and that is your maximum out-of-pocket. That amount is defined by your insurance policy. And while you may be needing to come up with that high deductible, the fact is that is not the end of your healthcare cost, because your healthcare or your insurance program doesn't necessarily start paying 100% at that time. So ask yourself, if I cannot afford the large deductible, choose the plan that gets you closest to that. And as you review over those, I want you to realize that the high deductible health plan must be in partnership with a healthcare savings account in order to make sure this works well. So, as I mentioned earlier, today I'm welcoming Rusty Pottenberg of Old National Bank's The HSA Authority. Rusty and I have been friends for many years, and his work and responsibilities at The Health Savings Authority make him the perfect guest for today's show. Hi, Rusty. How are you?
Good morning, Lisa.
Well, Rusty has been working in this business for quite some time. And as he knows, with the high deductible health plan, it has to go in connection with the health savings account. Tell me about that partnership and how those work together, Rusty.
I'd love to. With the high deductible health plan, once you're enrolled in it and a few other items that make you eligible, you're allowed to have what's called a health savings account, as you mentioned.
Right.
And with the health savings account, that allows you to set aside money tax-free to pay for either current medical expenses or save for future medical expenses.
It's pretty powerful when you look at a word that he said, and that's tax-free. That is, the money gets set aside, right?
Correct.
Into a separate account. Now, at Old National, the Health Savings Authority, you guys are, you're taking care of managing that money, right?
Correct.
And tell me how that works.
We're the administrator for the program. So what happens is we work with employers and health insurance agents to help administer a program that allows employers to put money pre-tax out of employees' paycheck, or sometimes the employers will put money in as well, put it into the HSA, and then we make it available to them to pay for their medical expenses. They can use checks, they can use a debit card, they can use bill pay, just the way you, standard ways that you would access your funds in a checking account.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty powerful when you think about the ease. You guys have really created it to be very easy. Now, when I'm looking at, let's say I've got a $5,000 deductible, am I required to put in $5,000 into the HSA? How does that work? Who helps me decide, or do I decide? How does that work?
That's one of the nice things about an HSA. You being the owner of the HSA, you'd make almost all the decisions on the HSA. When it comes to funding the HSA, you decide how much money you're going to put into the account. You can put in as much as you want as long as you don't go over the IRS maximum contributions for any given year.
And what are those?
So for 2019, those limits will be $3,500 for an individual health plan. So that's any health plan that just covers one person. And for a family plan and for contribution purposes, that's any health plan that covers more than one person. So even if it doesn't cover the whole family, it just covers more than you, then you can do the family contribution, and that is $7,000 a year. Now, if you are over 55, you can do what's called a catch-up contribution.
So we love catch-ups, everybody. Love the catch-ups.
You can add an extra $1,000 to those limits. Now, if you're on a family plan and you and your spouse are over 55, both you and your spouse can add an extra $1,000. So that would take the family limit up for your family to $9,000 for 2019. Now, the IRS has kind of a strange rule around that. With the catch-up contribution, the way the rules are written now, you can only make one $1,000 catch-up contribution per HSA. So if I had an HSA and I want to maximize my tax savings, I would put the $7,000 family amount and then the $1,000 catch-up into my account, and then my spouse would open up her own HSA and put an extra $1,000 in there. And then all of those $9,000 would be tax-free for us.
Very nice. And then is that connected to the deductible? Let's say my deductible is $5,000 and I've got a family plan. I can actually, though, put in the limits that you're talking about. Nobody puts those pieces together. If I'm in a high deductible plan, the IRS has limits on that, not necessarily saying, well, you only said your deductible is $5,000, so you can only put in $5,000. You can put in up to those limits.
Right. So let's say I have a family deductible that's $6,000. I can still put in the $7,000 family contribution limit for the year. And then I'll have, let's say I use my entire deductible that year of $6,000. Mm-hmm. I can still have $1,000 that would carry over to the next year for the next year's deductible.
That's where I wanted to go with that, because one of the really awesome benefits to the HSA is this carryover kind of thing. And in fact, over a lifetime, I can accumulate a lot of extra dollars in there, right?
That's correct.
So tell me about that. So you can carry it over to the next year, and then I make another election, and then what happens? You just keep using it, right? Money just keeps staying in there?
That's correct. So when you put the money in there, at the end of the year it's left over, as you said, it will continue to be available year after year. Now, sometimes people will hear the term use it or lose it. Now, that's a common confusion with what's called flexible spending accounts, or mm-hmm. FSAs. An HSA is very similar, except with an HSA, those funds roll over, as we said.
Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned that, because this is, and write this down, folks, a flexible spending account is substantially different than a health savings account. But fundamentally, they're trying to help you to reserve some dollars in a tax-preferred way, usually tax-free. So when we were just talking about the funding, the money going in, but at the end of the day, let's say now I'm on Medicare. I've just reached age 65, and now I've got 22,000 dollars that build up over my lifetime in the HSA. Is there something I can do with that money?
Absolutely. When you turn 65, many people enroll in Medicare. So when you enroll in Medicare, and that's the important word, once you enroll, you're no longer allowed to put contributions into your HSA. Now, the year that occurs, your contribution is prorated that year, and you have all year to make the contribution. And then going forward, you cannot make contributions anymore into your HSA. Now, once the funds are in there, though, and you're enrolled in Medicare, you can use those funds to pay any out-of-pocket Medicare expenses, with the exception of the, Medigap, the supplemental policies.
And then can I also use that for retirement, too? Can it go to an IRA?
You can. When you use funds out of an HSA, you're supposed to use it for qualified medical expenses. Okay. If you are over 65, you can use it for anything. If you use it for qualified medical expenses, no taxes, no penalty when you pull the money out. If you use it for something else, it would you'd need to pay taxes on those dollars, but no penalty.
Okay, Rusty, for those of us well under age 65, what happens if I leave my employer but I have an HSA?
You're the owner of that HSA, so that HSA will go with you. The funds are still available for you. It's the same thing when you retire, too.
Pretty powerful stuff, folks. This is Lisa Waterman. You're listening to Financially Speaking, and with me today is Rusty Pottenberg of the HSA Authority, and we're going to take a short break and continue our conversation on health savings accounts.
You're listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa on Mobile Radio, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. This program is specifically designed to help you with your daily financial life. Lisa will be right back in a moment.
Thinking about a beautiful sunset and sailing into retirement? Don't wait too long. The best plan is started well before the sailboat is purchased. Let Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, and your host of Financially Speaking with Lisa help you. Call 260-436-6500 or visit us at WatermanFinancial.com.
Lisa Waterman is a registered representative of Signator Investors, Inc., Securities and Investment Advisory Services offered through Signator. Member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
This is Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. You can also listen to this program and previous episodes of Financially Speaking with Lisa on the podcast page at WoWo.com. Now, let's get back to Lisa.
Hi, this is Lisa Waterman, your host of Financially Speaking with Lisa. And on today's show, we're talking about the high deductible health plan. And in the studio with me is Rusty Pottenberg of the HSA Authority. Because as we're talking about a high deductible health plan, it always should be partnered with the health savings account. And Rusty is a great expert and a wonderful guest here, as he relayed information right before the break of how money gets in and that sort of thing. But there's a much bigger question, and that is, how does money come out? I'm saving up this money. How does it actually come out of the account, Rusty?
Okay, when you use your funds out of the HSA, you'll access it like any other checking account, with checks, debit cards, or maybe online bill pay. But when you spend the money, you'll want to spend it on what are called qualified medical expenses. And those are things like traditional medical expenses, hospital, clinics, doctor visit, prescriptions, those types of things. You can also use your HSA dollar on dental and vision expenses that you and your family might incur.
Well, with that, that's kind of huge, because this plan could actually be the only one I have. I may not have vision coverage. I might not have, you know, dental visits. So you're saying I can use it for those expenses, right?
Correct.
And then how do I, like, get the money out? Like, I mean, am I proving this to somebody? Or how does the dynamics and the mechanics of it work?
Yeah, what's nice about a health savings account is there's no adjudication, meaning no one watches how it's spent except you and the IRS. So you need to be responsible and spend it on the right expenses, but you also need to keep records, because someday you might be audited by the IRS, and the IRS will want to know how you spent your money, and you'll need to either show them receipts, bills, maybe bank statements on how the funds were spent.
Hmm. Well, and with that then, so I could actually, that's how I get that extra money in that you were talking about earlier, right? My deductible is $5,000, but I can fund up to $7,500, I think you said, with the IRS?
Yeah, for next year, it's $7,000 on a family $7,000.
Wow. Well, with the HSA then too, if you guys, like, do I go and seek you out? Does my employer introduce you to me? How do I get to the HSA authority if I was going to do this?
Most of the time, the employers would reach out to the HSA authority. We speak to them directly. Sometimes they also work with their insurance broker. Their insurance broker is their trusted advisor, and they'll make recommendations. Now, an individual can have an HSA anywhere they want, but an employer does have the right to say, if I'm going to do payroll deduction, I'd like to work with one HSA administrator for ease administration.
Wow. So that brings up another point, too, that I was going to make earlier. So payroll deduction, that's really, this is always with my employer, and I'm going to set aside, you know, let's say I've been using $5,000. It just gets divided by my number of pay periods, and then it automatically gets taken out pre-tax and stuck into my HSA, arrives in the door of the HSA authority, and now the money is accumulating in there. What happens to the money while it's sitting there? Like,
well, with the HSA authority, it will earn interest. We pay interest on all our balances, and also, like many administrators, we do offer an investment program. So we have a self-directed investment program for the HSA where you can go online. You can pick the funds that you want. There's 31 various funds, and you can invest your dollars that way.
That's really powerful, considering the fact, you guys, one of the benefits to me with the high deductible health plan is there's lots of you out there that can benefit from this program simply because you don't have a ton of healthcare costs, but it allows you to channel dollars into an account that can be used later when you're not so healthy. Or ultimately, given that we can invest it, are these investments available that could increase or decrease value, or are they kind of just, you know, I mean, are they truly investment accounts? Tell us a little bit about that.
They're mutual funds. So they're good quality funds that have had a good performance over the years. Of course, any past performance doesn't indicate future performance, but we do select very solid funds.
And then with the dollars as the balances go up and down, is there a fee associated with the use of the account? I mean, is there any limitation on the number of times I can get money in and out?
Most HSA providers do charge several fees with their HSA, but with the HSA authority, we have no setup fee, no annual fee. There's no transactional fees with our HSA account. Most HSA holders with the HSA authority never pay any fees. Now, if they do want to take part in the investment program, we do charge a $36 annual fee, but that provides unlimited transactions in, out, and between the various funds.
Wow, that's amazing. And I really do mean that. And in fact, when we were off the air, Rusty, you were telling me a little bit of the accolades with the HSA authority. Tell me about that, because you were saying some Morningstar reviews or something. So tell me a little bit about that.
Sure, happy to do so. Last summer, Morningstar looked at what they considered the top 10 HSA providers in the country. And I was very proud to be a part of that with the HSA authority. And what they did is they looked at the spendability side, the checking account side, and the investability, which would be our investments. And they looked at things such as fees, ease of doing business, and the quality of the product. And what they did then is they assessed each person or each group with either a positive, neutral, or negative assessment. The HSA authority was the only HSA provider in the country that Morningstar gave a positive assessment on both spendability and investability.
Wow. And you guys are based right here in Indiana. But your office is here in Fort Wayne, right?
Correct.
So amazing opportunity for you to save into an HSA with a top-rated provider, as in the HSA authority. So you mentioned earlier on, too, I can put my own money in, but I'm aware that a lot of employers will also kind of pre-fund. Can you talk about maybe some trends in that area?
Right. Sometimes employers will help their employees with funding their HSA. We see a lot of employers doing around $500 for individuals and $1,000 for a family plan. And what's nice about that, those dollars are tax-free for the employer as well as for the employee. And any funds that the employee puts in out of their own paycheck, as you mentioned earlier, are pre-tax. That means they don't pay any state, federal, or payroll taxes on those dollars. So they get to keep every cent for their medical expenses.
Pretty powerful. You're listening to Rusty Pottenberg, my guest today on Financially Speaking. Rusty is with the HSA Authority and part of Old National Bank. And you're listening to me, Lisa Waterman, your host of Financially Speaking with Lisa. We broadcast here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on News Talk 1190 WOWO. And also, as you start thinking about the possibility of utilizing a high deductible health plan, if that's being offered in your benefit selections this year, I want you to remember that we do podcasts from each one of these shows, and having some of these quick answers to some questions can certainly come out in a show like this. And Rusty's been great with giving us some details. I also just, and I always do this in my own life, is there anything, Rusty, we haven't really talked about because we've been like kind of jamming the questions here. Is there anything you think people should really know about the HSA and its benefits?
Absolutely. One of the most important things about a health savings account is the account holder is educated on how to use the funds and when to use the funds. At the HSA Authority, that kind of differentiates us from our competitors. We spend a lot of time educating our clients, and we're really proud to do that. And I would have to say probably the most important part about an HSA is who you can use the funds on, because there's a lot of confusion around that. Once you put money in your HSA, it's there for your whole family. So if I have a single health plan and I put money into my HSA, I can use it on myself, my spouse, and any of my eligible tax dependents for their qualified medical expenses, even if they're not on my insurance.
Well, some great points there. Thanks again, Rusty, for being here with us. This is Lisa Waterman. You're listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa. Join us next week, 10 a.m. on News Talk 1190 WOWO on Saturday morning.
This has been Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC, a local advisory firm focused on helping friends achieve financial success with a personalized discussion and financial plan. Lisa Waterman is a registered representative of Signature Investors, Inc., with securities and investment advisory services offered through Signature. Member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Join Lisa next Saturday at 10 on WOWO Radio, and you can also listen to this program and previous episodes of Financially Speaking with Lisa on the podcast page on WOWO.com.
Podcasts by Federated Media.